I am all for paying to market to new customers, but I'll never be able to wrap my mind around paying for our own diners. Why should we have to pay cover fees? It's like getting penalized for being busy. That's why I'm a huge fan of Yelp Guest Manager. It's a reservation and waitlist system connected to a diner network 9 times larger than OpenTable, and they never charge cover fees. Learn about their new $99 per month plan for newly opened restaurants at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast or call 877-571-9357 and tell them Full Comp sent you. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Koppel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with Chip Close, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily for a marketing tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about Chip's biggest marketing mistakes. And the first one is...
not branding. This drives me crazy. You are a brand. What is a brand? A brand is the sum of all the touch points you have with your customer. So a brand is not your logo. A brand is not a fancy color scheme. A brand is everything. You know, I always use the chain restaurants as an example because they do this really well. They know who they are. They have to differentiate themselves from all the other chain restaurants, right? When you are in a Bonefish Grill, it is different than when you were in a Chili's. It is different than when you're in a Buffalo Wild Wings. They know who they are, and they've optimized that experience. You walk into a Buffalo Wild Wings, it's loud, it's yellow, it's brick. There are tons of, like, we know that experience. We know what it's like to engage with that brand. So that when we see the logo, it sort of reminds us of the experience, right? It charges us. It's the same thing as Apple, right? The Apple logo is iconic, but the Apple logo is not the brand. The brand is the experience of using the products, the experience of walking into the Apple store. It's the unboxing, right? The famous unboxing. They've got a team of, what, 6 people who worked for like 3 years on how to unbox the iPhone. The Apple brand is so much more than the logo. The logo is a stand-in. That being said, number one, you have to brand. You have to understand what sort of experience you're creating, as if I would say somebody walks in and said, this is great. This restaurant is great. I want to put 50 more of them across the country. How do you explain what you are, why you made choices, why that's over there, why you have this kind of music? When you start thinking about how would I explain to 50 franchisees that are going to come in and franchise my brand and put it in their hometown, how do I boil it down to what we do, why we do it that way, how we're different than the others, why what we do matters? Then by extension, the font, the logo, the color scheme is a stand-in for that experience. But too many places focus on the logo, on the font, on the look of the menu, the look of their website, and don't think about the branding, the sum of all the experiences that a customer has. And I wish more people thought in those terms.
Seth Godin talks about it all the time, right? People like us do these things. And I think that brand is how you let people know we are these kind of people. And it expands so much further than that. And it was something I had actually read one of Seth's books prior to opening the bar in Hollywood. And one of the things that we did, and we did really effectively, is we created our own vernacular, our own language. And that was part of the brand. We said things and we had phrases that were unique to the location. And when we said it, people knew that it came from us. Our employees would go into other businesses because they were working multiple jobs. And that culture was so pervasive that it would leak into those brands as well.
There are 2 great books on the subject. Number one, Seth Godin's book, This Is Marketing, right? Which basically starts off with that. And another book called Primal Branding by Patrick Hanlon. And together, those are a really powerful 1-2 punch. And Patrick Hanlon has been involved with all kinds of product launches, huge iconic brands that you will know all of them as you read the book. But he basically talks all about all the things that go behind a brand. And he talks about, he calls them, you were just talking about it, but in his book, he calls it the sacred words. That when you go into Starbucks, for example, it's not small, medium, and large. Well, we know that now because we're part of the tribe, right? Again, this is something Seth Godin talks about a lot in the tribe, this whole idea of people like us, right? You're creating culture. You're putting out the bat signal and saying, hey, if this is the kind of thing, this is what you want to do. And we don't do this enough. We don't know who we are enough and who we're for. So we don't know how to put out the bat signal. Like, what kind of people are we trying to get? What kind of experience? And if we got really crystal clear on that, the rest would all fall into place so easily.
If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.